Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Samach of Masechtas Kitten. Some of the topics we learn about include: the Gemara discusses the validity of Sefer Torah Shechaser, a Sefer Torah that is missing a single parchment; Chumashim, a scroll comprised of a single Chumash; and Sefer Avtarta, a scroll comprised of the Haftiris read each Shabbos after Kriyas HaTorah. Although Lo Nitan Likasiv, it's ordinarily forbidden to write less than a complete Sefer of Nevi'im, Es Lasas LaHashem Eferes Eresecha, we may violate certain Torah principles for the sake of heaven. Lichtiv Megillah Latinik L'Islamidba, the Gemara debates whether a single chapter of the Torah may be written for the purpose of teaching children, and discusses if this depends on the Machlekes Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, Torah Chasuma Nitna, whether the Torah was first written as separate scrolls and only afterwards bound together, or it was first written in its complete form at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. The Gemara discusses various aspects of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, including Ruba Umiyuta, whether the Torah is primarily contained in the written or oral form, and Dvarm Shebiksav Iat Rishoy L'Omrin Al Peh, and Dvarm Shebal Peh Iat Rishoy L'Kasman. Each part of the Torah must be conveyed in its respective forms. The Mishnah discusses further halachas of Darkei Shalom, including Ma'arvin B'Bayis Yashin. An Erev that was customarily placed in a specific home should not be put elsewhere. And Barshu Karv La'ama Mismali Rishin, the cistern closest to the irrigation canal, has the right to be filled first.